أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك بأن الله يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وأن الله سميع بصير. ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فتصبح الأرض مخضرة إن الله لطيف خبير. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن الله لهو الغني الحميد. صدق الله العظيم. Today we continue from ayah number 61 of Surah Hajj. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about those who had been aggrieved, and then they retaliate equal to the aggression that was caused against them, and then again they are aggrieved. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنَنْصُرَنَّهُ اللَّهِ لَيَنْصُرَنَّهُ اللَّهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist them. This ayah number 61, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهِ. That is because certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the night to enter into the day and the day to enter into the night. Now here when we look at the relationship between the two, then we will understand and realize that the darkness of the night comes to an end and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the day. The light of the day comes to an end and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the night, and that no one else has control but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time of darkness, the time of sunset, the time of sunrise has all been predetermined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has never changed and it will never change. There is no one that can change it but Allah. All that is in the power, in the might and in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can change the conditions of the earth from darkness to light, then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the condition of that person who is being oppressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove him from oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give him and bring him into a point of governance. And that is what we saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do with the Sahaba of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So by giving us this example that we see day and night, light and darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that Allah Rabbul Izzat is in charge. Allah has full control. Allah has full power over all matters, not only insofar as the earth or the universe is concerned, but insofar as matters of oppression, insofar as matters of compassion, insofar as matters of governance, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full control. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing. That person who is oppressed and that person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hears that dua, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us through our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ. That fear the dua of the oppressed, fear the dua of that person who is being oppressed by the others. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. For certainly between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is absolutely no hijab, there is absolutely no veil, there is no impediment, no barrier. It goes straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Sami', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears that. Basir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala observes that oppression also. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقَّ. And that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything with wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the system with wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the ultimate truth. وَأَنَّ مَا يَدُعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ. And certainly whatever they, the disbelievers, worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ, is the absolute falsehood. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most high, most supreme above all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full control over everything. And Al-Kabir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Allah gives us another example of the change that takes place on this earth to make us understand and realize that those that oppress, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their conditions, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can change the conditions to such an extent that it can become one of misery for them. Alam tara anna Allah anzala minas sama'i ma'an. Do you not see that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down from the skies rains? فَتُصْبِحُ الْأَرْضُ مُخْضَرَّةً When the waters, when the rain comes down, then it goes into the ground and it becomes, the earth becomes once again green. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. What happens beneath the ground, all that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that is the hidden plan of Allah Rabbul Izzat. How the seed germinates, how the plant grows, all that is in the full knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans all this out, hidden under the ground, and that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with matters insofar as oppression is concerned. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ownership, for Allah Rabbul Izzat is the sovereignty of whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need help. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to help His servants, when Allah wants to help His deen, it is only the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah ta'ala gives us the opportunities to participate in the work of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is ghani. When people are oppressed and we assist them, Allah doesn't need our help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just allows us to participate in it so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Al-Hamid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of all praise. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك